Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So I was down on the paddock and the tractor got stuck on a dead pig and I said, oh, hello, future bacon. And I got that pig and I started eating it. And the missus said, you're supposed to cook that up to make a bacon. And I said, you baking me crazy.
That's pretty good. Wow, Frenchie's gone full Tamworth, guys.
I didn't know where I was going with that.
No, we, I can. Because we went to Tamworth on the weekend and you can probably tell.
We can tell. Their country charm infected us. I feel like whenever you go out country, a little bit of that country comes back with you. Sometimes it's the red dirt on your shoes. Sometimes it's the casual racism.
In your heart.
In your heart. Sometimes it's the whiskey in your blood. You never know which part you're taking back this time.
I like that you went American kind of country.
Yeah, because I feel like I speak country enough anyway.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, people wouldn't know I'm doing an accent.
Yeah. Yeah, we should go somewhere posh and just see what posh Frenchie sounds like. That'd be cool.
Oh, hello. I was in London, Chelsea. Oh, I went to Chelsea and I said, can I have a bun? Chelsea bun.
Save it, bro.
I'm not good at posh
stuff.
Yeah,
I like it.
Right.
But yeah, Tamworth wasn't as country music as we thought. I guess during the festival it's more country music.
Yeah.
But the town's essence.
Bro, we bought instruments. We're ready to start a band.
Oh,
we learned chicken fried on the way down.
Yeah, dude. We were ready. And Alex, how would you describe Alex's energy
on
the way there?
Oh, my fucking goodness. Oh. Okay, we'll describe Alex.
Tell us from the start.
Okay, say hello to Alex firstly.
Hello.
We love him. Important member of the team. Important friend.
Yes.
But, you know, in soccer in juniors...
Sure.
And you have like a kid with a club foot.
Yes.
And you know he's got to get on and play because he's going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But it's going to be detrimental to your team's success.
Yes.
And everyone's going to look at each other when he's running around with his little club, tripping over, and you're going to be like, be positive. He's trying his best.
Hell of a punt, though. So you met up with Alex in Sydney and I was in Newcastle and then we went to Tamworth. So you saw Alex when he was at his peak drunkness, would you say?
I think he was drunk over. He was a drunk over, like a bit hungover, a bit drunk, very fun.
All the funness, the sadness hasn't hit him yet, right? That's kind of the energy you saw?
Yeah, he was bantering, he was telling stories, he was fucking, hey, yeah, throwing candy at strangers. He was having a great time.
Was he doing what you needed him to do at the start?
Oh, no. So I was driving, Alex in the back seat, Luke in the front seat, and then they weren't messaging you, were they?
I was trying to communicate at that point, I believe, because I was trying to get the timings of when I could get picked up from Newcastle.
Yeah, because you were driving to a random location near the highway from your mum's house, so you needed to be.
Yeah, so I had to drive 30 minutes away and time it so I'm not sitting in this spot for hours waiting for you guys to come through. So I'm trying to pinpoint it, but I've got to communicate, and I'm dealing with a drunk man. But I didn't know he was drunk, so I just thought he was being a really irritating human. So I was sending him like gifs of people pulling out teeth because it was taking so long to get answers. I was getting real mad.
And was he writing back, are you at the dentist?
No, he wasn't responding. And so when I finally met you guys in Newcastle, I was pissed.
Pissed.
And you guys wound down the window. And I was like, and I was like, I'm in a bad mood already. Like, you guys are impossible. Well, it started because I even saw your car come to the top of the hill and not come to where I was, even though I sent a message saying, you'll get to the location, just go down the road and you'll see me. And I see this car at the top of the hill and then start turning around to go
That's because when I last checked the chat, it said 6 What's the Face Street. So I went to 6 and they didn't tell me there was an update an hour ago.
And I think one of the worst bits is we know Alex was drunk.
Yes.
There was another man in the car who wasn't even looking in the chat, who wasn't helping in any way. Yeah.
Luke's like so good at having a conversation, he forgets where he is. But then he just repeats things he said. He'll be like, "What if you had a last meal, what would you have?" He's asked that question to me 6 times on the road trip.
The amount of
time. Luke, the answer hasn't changed. My taste buds haven't changed.
And he's so passionate every time he asks it. Like,
No. Think about it. Yeah. Think about it. It's your last
meal.
Dude,
you asked me this last week. Like, have better questions.
That's very funny. Yeah. But yeah, so Alex was out of action the whole fucking day. Well, what kind of made it funny too was like he was fun the whole trip. We started walking around Tamworth.
Mm.
We just walk around malls generally when we get to a place. Yeah. We enter a Cotton On, and that's when the wall hit him.
Yeah.
And he had to go outside and just sleep on a park bench next to the random busker.
Yeah, he was having a hard time.
But also, role of Alex. Tool manager, aka driver to show.
Also managing the different people and responding to messages. So it's funny.
That's essentially funny me going, "Sorry, Alex, I'm too hungover to do the set. You jump up and do 70 minutes of stand-up."
But it was funny because I was so mad when I saw you guys pull up, but then I saw how drunk he was and it did take the sting away because I was like... Yeah. You can't be mad because drunk people are just big children at a certain point. It's like, I'm not going to hit a kid. I might, but I'm not going to.
And you don't want to bring his mood down either.
Oh, we were having a ball in the back seat.
Yeah, we were having fun. We kept ordering
margaritas and
mimosas.
Shit. Mimosas. He's funny.
And we never got those mimosas.
Oh, man, still waiting.
But yeah, Tamworth was cool. We were kind of expecting like a bit more country music. I wanted more people just walking around singing.
We wanted more. Yeah, more
like, a
singing,
musical.
Yeah.
You know?
And even the way they greeted you, I wanted in that sing-songy country tone. Howdy, boys. Where'd you come in from?
It's quite the day to be from
Quite the day to be in Tamworth. My boo's giving me problems in the morning.
More line dancing instead of walking. Stuff like that. I was kind of hoping
for. Our international listeners, g'day. Konnichiwa. Tamworth. No, they say actually, sorry, what's the one in America?
It's Nashville.
Nashville is the Tamworth of America, is what they say.
Of Australia. Wait.
Nashville is the Tamworth of America because Tamworth's more famous.
I don't know.
Was that too confusing?
That was too confusing. I'm confused. I know what you're trying to say and I didn't hear it that way.
But yeah,
we were expecting it because they have a big country music festival.
Mm.
And you get all the big acts coming to town. The locals don't like it, though, we found out. Like
Keith Urban, is he in town?
Yeah, they're like, Slim we don't care Dusty. About him. Slim Dusty's dead, isn't he?
Keith. Keith's coming. They just call him Keith there. Keithy.
So, yeah, so we came to town, went to the pub near the Golden Guitar. They've got a giant, it's like the Big Banana, but instead of a banana, what is it, Frenchie?
It's a cock.
It's a cock. It's a big cock. It's made of gold. So we took a photo at the Golden Guitar and then had some lunch. Frenchie got a hat. We all got hats, free hats.
Hat boys. I rode a man across stage and then we came home. What did you do get up to when we got home?
Sorry, go back. We need to hear about the riding the man.
No, we were shirtless. We rode him.
And that was backstage?
That was backstage and front stage. It was all stages.
Good
what
times.
What are you guys been up to at home? Taylor Swift's dating that NFL player. Did you see that?
Why are you panicking?
Well, just because I felt like I've talked about Tamworth 17 times because we have.
Oh, yeah. We've had some cuts in the thing. They might have noticed because my outfit changed. If you're watching the video.
We need to talk. Our computer's fucked up 3 times. So we retold the same Tamworth story because it stuffed up halfway through it. And so by the end of it, I'm just like,
go into what you did for lunch. We can go into other things, all right? We got some news. We got some games. We got plenty of stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm really panicked.
What about inappropriate coffee combos?
Oh, yeah, bro.
We do this every time.
I think every group of friends do this is like when
especially
you get together,
men.
Especially
men.
But it's also men, I think it's a hungover thing too because you're a little bit looser with the banter. So we're having a great breakfast,
beautiful little garden cafe.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about porn stars, I believe. I can't remember the context exactly. but there was some kind of discussion about porn star. Well, there's other people having breakfast.
Yeah, I meet her on the way. They're eating their French toast.
And I think we were talking about, I don't like the highly produced stuff. It was like the start of Superbad, where they're just talking about the real intricacy.
Luke loves it 8K, whereas Alex wants it like through a hole in a window sort of stuff.
Yeah, he wants it in a spy cam in a toilet.
Yeah, which is a great conversation. Spy cam in a toilet.
It was very specific. He's into pee stuff. What are you looking at me for?
I remember he hired the movie Spy Kids once.
Yeah, he was so disappointed. He wanted some tips.
He thought it was fine.
Yeah.
I like that he didn't get it till then. I was trying to avoid that.
That was pretty funny. And we always do it. And then we've got to like figure out code words because you can't just talk about these things openly.
Our Patreons, we did an extra episode last week and they know the code word for Dr.
reverse.
You don't
want
to talk into that one?
You'll have to get on the Patreon
to find
now
out.
Now all our conversations sound like we're ordering like
some kind of weird meal. There's like lots of different vegetable acronyms.
One vegetable is going into another vegetable.
Enough pickling. Let's move on.
All right. So we've got some question, pop culture debate questions here.
Oh, yes.
And we want to do them as a speed round.
Okay. So let me bring us in. So I've found some of the most contentious pop culture questions that people debate about, and we're going to just solve them all as quick as possible.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, should Hermione have ended up with Harry?
Yes.
No!
Yes. Who wants her to end up with Ron?
Who? No, I didn't say Ron. Victor Crumb.
I don't even know Victor, I do, bad boy
Seeker from Bulgaria or whatever.
She can't get with some fucking
Because she's too smart for Ron. But Victor Crumb at least holds his own in like the athletics.
Harry Potter's famous as hell, dude.
No, but Harry Potter's asexual.
What?
He is, bro.
Was that one of J.K. Rowling's late tweets?
But I didn't, like, whenever he's like, oh, Cho Chang's so beautiful, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe, he just sort of floating through life. He's just solving crimes, mucking around. I don't believe he fully gets horny. You ever seen him with a boner? No. And that's why I actually think he would be a good match for Moaning Myrtle, because she's so far the other way.
Isn't she dead?
Yeah, but she's a thirsty ghost. So it kind of evens out, and so she kind of can bring it out in Harry. Whereas you get him and Hermione both being all like nerdy, like, not for it.
I'm for it.
Nah,
next one.
Too much glasses. You know?
Okay. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars is more mainstream.
That's easy. Yeah, it's in the name. Would you rather watch something about a war or a trek?
So true. No, that's a good way to think about it.
Are they trekking through the stars? Ooh. No, Star Wars, easy.
Yeah, war.
Okay, Disney classics or modern Pixar?
This one was tough, I think. This one's tough. I'm going to go with Disney classics because I'm old.
Yeah, I'm going to go modern Pixar then.
Why?
Just because I think...
Nah, you just want to be young. You just want to be young.
You love Frozen. What would that be?
Yeah, what's Frozen?
That'd be a Pixar new one.
Yeah, Pixar's good. What's Toy Story?
Old.
That's Pixar, but.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, Pixar. They've just been killing it too much lately. It's like, how much can you rely on what you've done back in the day?
Yeah, it's taxis or Ubers.
Yeah, well, I watch a lot of sports, so it's like, oh, are we going to bring Greg Chappell back in the Australian cricket team because he killed it in the 70s? No. Score 100 lately and we'll keep you in the team. Warner needs to go. Exactly. Stuff like that.
True.
Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera?
Britney for sure, dude. It's Britney, bitch.
Now or then at their
peak?
Doesn't
matter.
Yeah, well, she's dancing a lot. She's keeping fit.
She's staying
relevant, for the right reasons.
Yeah.
But at their peak, Christina. She was insane.
Wrong.
Okay. Pacey or Dawson from Dawson's Creek?
I always thought Pacey was cooler.
Well, I haven't seen it, but I'm just assuming Dawson, if he's got a creek named after him. Does Pacey have a dam named after him or something?
Yeah, Pacey's Lake.
Oh, he's got the lake.
Yeah.
I'm still going creek.
Number six, were Ross and Rachel on a break?
No.
Definitely.
There we go.
Should Carrie have ended up with Big?
This is Sex and the City.
Yeah, is he called Big because he's got a big Duke?
Yeah.
Well, obviously she shouldn't have. Then you shouldn't pick a man just on the size of his penis. He might have a below average one and still be a great bloke, and you should end up with him if you're a chick. It's not about how big a fucking cock is. Just give me a chance.
Yeah, I second that.
Who is the best Batman?
Oh, I've got to say Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Like, those are the superior renaissance of Batman.
Yeah, if you say anything else, you're trying too hard.
Mm, I agree.
Or Don Bradman or Babe Ruth.
Mm.
Batman. They got a bat.
Yeah, I got it.
No.
Moving on. Team Jacob or Team Edward from Twilight?
Oh, I never got into them, but I'm going to base it on hotness. I reckon Jacob's probably got it.
Base it on hotness.
Yeah.
Yeah, what 30-year-old man wouldn't. Fuck. I haven't seen it either. I'll actually agree with you. Werewolves are cooler than vampires. As much as I like watching girls sleep, I think Edward did that a bit. Still Team Jacob.
Mm.
Katy Perry or Taylor Swift?
Swiftie.
You're gonna hear me, Ross. Taylor Swift, easy.
Angel or Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Angel got his own spin-off, and I respect that.
I didn't know any of these people. Which one? Spike's a cooler name. I'm going Spike.
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
They're the OG in my mind. I feel like NSYNC could have been the exact same time.
Yeah, they're like, we got Backstreet Boys at home. It's that sort of stuff.
What?
We've got Backstreet Boys at home. Mom, can we have Backstreet Boys tonight? We've got Backstreet Boys at home. It's NSYNC. It's a common meme. Read a fucking meme, cunt.
I literally
fuck.
Have no idea what you're doing.
I know what you meant.
Oh, thank you. It's this fucking dinosaur I'm
if
hanging
you've never
with.
Heard you're the meme, boomer. That was a confusing sentence.
Oh, have you ever opened your smartphone, Gran? Fuck me.
Smartphone.
Seinfeld or Friends?
Oh, I probably watched more Friends, to be honest, even though I appreciate Seinfeld.
I think they're both mid now. Yeah, I think Seinfeld's better writing, but Friends has held its own better.
I agree.
Seinfeld's dated quick, I'll say that.
Okay.
I like what Kramer's done recently, though.
It's the movie's best work. Yeah.
You don't see him a lot anymore.
No.
The Wire or The Sopranos?
Sopranos.
That's bro. Have you seen The Wire?
I have.
I grew up in the ghettos of Wollongong, so I get The Wire. No, Sopranos is definitely Sopranos.
The Wire is really Wire's good, sick. But Sopranos is better.
Yeah, I know because I stopped watching The Wire after like four seasons, and I didn't stop watching Sopranos.
I feel like I can't imagine you watching The Wire because it's very slow paced, and you have ADD.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess. After I learned my lesson from Breaking Bad, I slowed down. I was like, just breathe. I would meditate while I'd watch it.
Yeah, that's good.
Pepsi or Coke?
Coke. That's easy.
Could Jack have fit on the door with Rose?
5 Jacks could have fit on the door with Rose.
That was a big door. Yeah. That was a custom door.
I think that was the side of a house, bro. Yeah. That was huge. That was a big church door. Yes.
Best Marvel Chris, Pratt, Hemsworth or Evans?
I'm going to have to go Hemsworth because I feel bad for the guy. He's got no dick.
Facts.
And last but not least, was the Lost Final terrible or iconic?
Who's saying it's iconic?
I kind of think it's iconic. I don't think it's terrible, but it's iconically shit.
Iconically terrible. Okay. Yeah. That was a good game. I really enjoyed that game.
Just a bit of speed round, you know? Just solve all the problems. Like people spent a lot of time on that. We spent 2 minutes.
I think I want to meet someone who prefers Pepsi over Coke. That was the one I'm like, that is the easiest.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, Pepsi Max. People love that shit.
Maybe
no
if
good.
You grow up on it before you ever try Coke and you've had 10 years of Pepsi, then you're like, oh, no.
Are you one of those people who's like, I can't even tell the difference?
No, of course I can tell the difference.
I agree.
Even like with all of them, like I've done the blind testing.
Mm.
Coke, Pepsi, like LA Ice, RC Cola.
You can tell
You can tell.
Yeah, good.
You can tell. I think.
People who can't, strange.
Yeah, well, they've got
I reckon
some
Alex
sort of,
can't tell the difference.
Well, no, I can tell the difference.
Mulled wine, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
You can tell the difference between mulled wine and unmulled wine.
Pepsi, vodka Pepsi, vodka Coke.
Do you reckon totally you can tell the difference between mulled wine and warm sangria? I just blew his fucking mind.
All right, I guess we'll have to try that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to move into some trending news?
Yes, please.
Okay. First headline is, Australian journalist calls her baby methamphetamine rules as a test of naming regulations.
This is the best story.
Greatest story of the year.
Easily.
Remember this for the podcast awards because it's got to win something.
I feel like the fact that she's an ABC journalist makes it funnier.
Is she actually ABC?
Because
I saw a journalist and I thought it was like a BuzzFeed one. She was trying to get a name
for herself.
That'd
make more sense. But this is like a serious journalism.
What was she trying to protest?
The naming convention that they'd accept that as a name. So there's like a data registry where you put the names and there's certain names that are banned.
Mm.
But she got this through. So she was trying to see what she could put.
Do you have the list of names that are banned, Alex?
No.
Google it real quick while I'm talking. Well, I think that's...
I can tell you, it's names like Hitler. Like, seriously.
But like Hitler first name Hit, second name Lur?
That's probably fine.
Okay.
No, they might see through it. It depends. Well, they got methamphetamine rules through, which is a strong statement.
Yeah, well, I think... But that, like, the reason they got it through is probably because you can't... Like, it probably does rule.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like Mythbusters tried to prove meth didn't rule and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
One of them smoked up.
Like, and rule is quite a broad word and it can mean rules your world, which if you try meth, you don't think about much else. It rules.
It rules.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, but so was that the middle name rules or was her last name? She fully changed the last name.
Great question. I think it could have been just a first name.
You know how, like, sometimes people create Facebook chats, they're like, all the Steve Johnsons in the world, and like, hey, we're all called Steve Johnson.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lonely chat.
Yeah, just one.
I'm adding all the other methamphetamines in my area.
At least they go meth for short. Like, methy. You've got a clear...
Maybe they'll do, like, something like Ethel or something for short. Is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
It's a boy.
Yeah, methamphetamine's a bit more of a boy's name. Well, what could you do for sure that methamphetamine? Well,
The husband was thinking of nicknaming him Speedy.
That's good.
She has a husband?
Ice.
How did he let her do that? I guess he wasn't allowed in the room or something.
For journalism.
But he's not a journalist. Surely he can be like the one who's be like, oh, no, at some point... You both need to sign off on your kid's name.
Well, to be fair, you wouldn't think that would get through.
Yeah.
And then they got hit with a bit of a... Actually, that's their name now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, a little methy.
Well, you were saying... You brought up an interesting thing on tour that even if they change it, that's going to be on their form. Like when they enter America or when they apply for driving license, they say, have you had any previous names?
I never mentioned this on tour. Who was telling
us this? Maybe it was Alex.
True.
Maybe that was the boys' chat before you got in the car when we could...
No, that's true because if you got married, you still have to put your maiden name and stuff like that. That's pretty funny. Even if they change it, that poor baby whose name is going to be John or something really normal, he's like, actually, I used to be known as methamphetamine. I think you did have some lists on there that you wrote down. Tell us what they are.
Yeah, so I found some other crazy names, a few from just Reddit and then...
Meth rules. I can see you being the coolest kid at school. Because if you're picking a team at dodgeball, you're picking meth rules
first.
Yeah,
he's the fastest kid and he also cleans up after himself. His teeth are shocking.
Yeah, so I got a few crazy names from Reddit and then a few celebrity names.
Okay.
So the first two, I've got Hellzell.
What?
Hellzell.
So one word or two?
One word. So H-E-L-L-Z-E-L. So the mother liked the name Hazel while the father was a biker and wanted to work with the Hell's Angels.
What?
Hellzell. I don't hate that one. But that's like...
Hellzell. You've got to be in a metal band if you got that band.
Hellzell.
I'm Hellzell.
I don't think that's as bad as Meth Rules. Still worse.
Another one is Shelley, but the S is spelt with a money sign.
Oh, yeah, but if she's a rapper... Yo, what up, motherfuckers? S dollar sign Helly. Tick, 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 I spice, feeling nice. Get that coochie on tight. Ooh, I got that dress poppin' in the strip club. You be hopping, big dong schlong, eating that ass like a bong.
That was freestyle.
That was
could
from
you tell?
Wow, that was off the dome. I thought you pre-wrote that.
Shelley, no, that's freestyle from Shelley.
That's pretty good.
And here we got some celebrity child names. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've got Techno Mechanis.
Yes, Elon Musk's recent child.
We've got Riot Rose.
Riot Rose.
Which is the child of Rihanna and A$AP Rocky.
Oh, haven't heard that one. That's interesting. Riot Rose.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
Lyra Antarctica is the child of Ed Sheeran and Cherry Seaborn.
That sounds like a type of flower they've discovered in Antarctica. You know, they always give them like names like that.
That's so dumb. Come on, Ed.
Lyra Antarctica.
Why Antarctica? Was it conceived there?
Yeah, probably. He's been everywhere. He's done shows everywhere. Oh, him and his fucking looper pedal.
I get it. Do you like Ed Sheeran?
I love him.
As a musician?
I respect him.
Don't lie.
I respect Ed Sheeran.
For a year, you've been saying you hated him.
You have been.
His lyricism about going to pubs, drinking, and seeing a girl across
that
the
sounds
dance
like
floor.
That
sounds like your Friday night before you got in the car.
And that's why I'm jealous. Okay. I think that's at the root I'm jealous that he's written all these songs before.
Before you got
before
the chance.
Before I got the chance.
Yeah, that's true.
Lyra Antarctica. I'm trying to think, does he do it so it's like fits in a song nicely? Does he have like some bars ready for
it? Yeah, that does kind of rhyme already.
Oh, I love how he raps as well, like in his songs.
I'm not a rapper, I'm just a singer with a game plan. Man, a redhead. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like it, bro.
All right, let's keep moving on.
We've got Pilot Inspector.
That's a weird one. Like what? Why? Why? It's Inspector
Gadget.
With a K as well.
Inspector
it's
Gadget,
very
bro.
Specific. Mm. But who's the parents?
Jason Lee and Beth Riesgraf.
So the guy from My Name is Earl
yep.
is Jason Lee, but he's a Scientologist. There's something there.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he's an oddball.
Well, yeah.
Probably give him great fortune or something.
Poppy, Honey, Rosie, Daisy Boo, Pamela, Buddy Bear, and Petal Blossom Rainbow.
Those are all nicknames Frenchie has for his fiance. Honey Blossom.
Honey Boo Boo Foo.
That's Jamie Oliver's children.
Oof, sounds like fucking ingredients for his shit spaghetti.
Fucking
roasted Jamie Oliver. Get on your scooter
hack.
And get the fuck out of here.
I want schools to be healthy.
I'm a naked chef
Shut
who
up.
Wears clothes.
Shut up. I'm naked. Oh.
Get your fucking pubes out of
your
my salad,
blubbery
you idiot.
Cunt. Fuck off.
All right.
Oh, with some healthy food. If Jamie Oliver come to my high school and took away the Coke cans and gave me fucking vitamin water.
Sausage rolls are no good for kids. Here, have a banana. Fuck off, Jamie Oliver. Fucking party pooper.
Oh, bro.
Comes to the parties, he's like, pills are no good. Have some vitamins, you little cunts.
Yeah, come bring them to the lockers. Bang, you're in one, cunt. Fucking hell. Seriously, he got rid of like all the nice food in canteens and made him eat apples on celery sticks. It was like It's sellable. Sapple, he called it. Wasn't even a good name.
Yeah. He's a Carapple, type of guy who goes,
carrot apple.
Goes to a fucking orgy and tells people about STIs or something. It's
yeah.
like, get out of here.
Get
not the time,
here.
Jamie
not
Oliver.
The time.
We're trying to get our fuck on.
Bro, 100%. 100%.
All right.
I'll go to the next news story. Woman who was bullied as a child gets revenge as bully's dad subscribes to her OnlyFans.
That's a great title.
Yeah, you got him.
Yeah.
You got him. Oh, no. Her dad's going to see you naked.
I'm going to downfall that family $6 a month.
Oh, no.
They're
going to
be broke in no time.
How can they afford it?
Look at my delicious titties.
Oh, you... The whole family might watch you jam yourself with a cucumber. Ah, joke's on them. You're watching me fucking shove a chair leg up my pussy.
You bullied me for being a bit loose in high school.
I showed you.
You bullied me for hitting on your dad. Well, now your dad pays for it.
Yeah. 20% off. He got a great deal. He got a great deal. Top 4%. I find that. But that chick's like
that,
she's actually, me and Alex were talking about it before you got here. Apparently she's a very good marketer. So every month she'll do some random claim to get and then message the newspapers about it. And newspapers.
Yeah, wow. Hot off the press. Heggy, heggy.
So like this one is her bully's dad subscribed, yep. Which like, oh yeah, you got him, okay.
You get enough subscribers.
And then even like the fact like you're not getting enough subscribers if you're looking at every individual email and seeing his, and then reverse image searching. What was the other ones she claimed?
That her the ex-boyfriend who cheated on her now subscribes to her OnlyFans.
Of course he does.
Mm.
It's just a walk down memory lane, isn't it?
Yeah, but is that the? It's more like walk down scary alley.
Mm.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like sometimes I think he would have enough OnlyFans. In the mental bank, and then there was another one, wasn't there? She was getting her account deleted.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so she's.
But that could also. She's all good be at clicking.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely, definitely. And then because, unsurprisingly, I had a look into that story.
When yeah, I saw you were going really deep. You were sending in special requests.
Kept asking for the podcast details.
Like, yeah, podcast discounts.
No, well, I want the listeners to know whether it's worth their time. No.
You kind of nodded, though.
No, like. No. She's no. Like, she kind of looks 21 from the chest up.
Okay.
49-year-old dugong from below. I don't mean that in a rude way, just in like a, oh, yo, just like, as in, that's just a description.
Public service announcement.
It's a description, because I don't want our listeners wasting their money if they're not into that look. If they're into that look.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because I heard the dad was a sailor, so maybe.
Yes, that's what's happened.
Yeah, he thought it was a mermaid.
Nah, she's all right, but like, yeah, not like.
Well, we haven't even said her name, you look so at, thanks for
you
the
look
warning.
Well, you look at OnlyFans girls, and you're like, oh, but they'll know the article. Sometimes you're like, but that's what's great about OnlyFans, anyone can do it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's achievable dream. I don't know if people are growing up going, oh, I want to start OnlyFans.
It's kind of like the TikTok of porn.
And even in the article, she said, I made $3,000 in my first month. That's not that much.
Oh, okay, rich boy.
No, but like I'm saying, if, like, to have an article about it, $3,000 in the first month, I think some of these bathwater selling OnlyFans
girls
are
getting right.
A little bit more.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's Australian dollars. That's like 500 American in a month.
So you guys don't think that's the best way to get back at your bully. I was wondering, what the best ways to get back at your bully?
No, we do think that is the best way.
It is a good way.
So
I think you want to up it a little bit, like maybe at least get knocked up with his child.
Yeah,
so
fuck your bully's
you're
dad.
You're her mum.
Fuck your bully's dad. Then you become a mum. That's a great call.
Stepmom as well. So you can be an evil stepmom. And you're at all the family functions.
Yeah.
And you're furious.
And then even up it maybe more.
Mm.
Oh, my grandparents are so cute. They've been together 50 years.
Oh.
Guess who's going to seduce granddad?
Oh, yeah.
Rag
couple of Viagras in his fucking
then
port.
You're their grandma. Then you're their grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Gilf.
Guiltful. But you're a nice grandma. And now it's fucking with your bully. You're like, why did they fuck? Are they in love now? No.
Now you're in her family fucking her husband. It's a lot.
So there's that option.
Yep.
What's another way to get back at your bully?
Become their boss is a less crazy one, maybe.
But do you, so does that mean you purposely join the industry they're in just to become their boss? Or you subtly send out emails from your company so they apply and then they don't know you're the boss till they already accept the job and then you own them.
Yeah, it's kind of like micro marketing. You start putting up some billboards in a suburb, then radio ads. It's a multi-tier marketing approach.
I do also think for proper revenge, you need a few degrees of separation.
Okay.
Because if you're just the boss going, oh, you're working late, you're docked pay, it's too obvious.
Mm.
Whereas if you're just subtly fucking up their life by getting someone else to dock their pay and then getting someone else to do an HR complaint, they'll never know. Then right at the end, they're broken up with their wife. They've lost their money out of their house. That's when you come in and go, remember year nine? Remember year nine?
What now?
What up?
Denise.
Denise.
Or I love it in that show Catfish where there's some kind of revenge plot. Where they're in love, they've been in love for 10 years of their life, put their heart and soul into this person, and it's their fucking, it's someone
really
who got bullied
good.
By them back in the day.
Also, like, I think...
Or the other way around.
Like...
Someone who they bullied.
It's probably weird for, like, to think about, but, like, I hope I didn't, and you hope you didn't, but if we did accidentally bully girls in high school, and yous are looking good now... like, revenge nudes, you send them going, look what I've got now. Like,
oh, that'd fully hurt.
That'll hurt, that bro. Hurt. And you're seeing, like, a really great body. You didn't even, like... Can, like, wow, damn,
I missed out.
And then they keep sending, like, every sort of weekend.
Yeah, it's kind
of
like a subscription service.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And you're like, dude, I like this so much, I'd pay $6 a month.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That would fucking get them.
All right, next story.
Okay. Woman urged to leave husband after she shares gross thing he does in bed.
Yes.
Okay.
I read this one.
Gross thing. See, this is...
Gross thing he does in bed. It's like, okay, sleep. Yeah. That's not that gross.
Yeah, see, I'm... Because I've small? Obviously got to be like, oh, okay, I've done obviously done a lot of gross things in bed. Yeah. I'm interested if it's going to be like, oh, I find this gross or...
Yep. Let's hear what it is.
Okay. A woman online has revealed her husband's gross habits and has been urged to leave him. She explains, he's 31, we've been married for a year, and his behaviour has started going on after we got married. On the wanking front, she says, Shonksart.
Wait.
Get to the wanking front. It's like in a war?
Yeah, it's like in a war.
That would distract them. They'd be like, what's going on there? They're all just furiously wanking at the front.
What front
line.
Are you on? I'm on the western front. A lot of murdering. Oh, I'm on the wanking front, bro. You got to get a transfer. This is fucking sick.
All quiet on the wanking front apart from a few.
Make sure you have your shield if
wear
you're
your
facing
goggles.
The wanking
wear goggles.
Front.
Other than that, it's pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty...
It's messy.
It's
you
messy.
Can get trench foot for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, you get stuck. Front. You're more likely to get stuck, I guess. Trench foot.
So she says...
At least the biscuits aren't stale.
That's true. They're moist.
Yeah, they're moist. Mm. Anzac biscuits.
So she says, I'm old enough and have enough experience with men to know it's normal, but he thinks it's okay to wank into the bed sheets when I'm out. I come back... and notice a pungent smell, sat down on the bed, and realized my hand was on a damp patch.
Oh, dude. This guy is ruthless.
Yeah.
So disrespectful.
I wanted to defend him.
I know you do.
But, like...
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's other options.
Yeah, like, because I... There's a famous story where I allegedly wanked into the carpet of a hotel floor because I couldn't be bothered to leave my bed, so I shot it off the side. It's alleged possibly happened, but not into the sheets. Because
and it wasn't your own house.
No, it wasn't my own house.
It's
and not
still
the
disgusting.
Because even if you hit your partner's side, that's just going to smell. It still reeks. It's got to smell.
It's dead babies, eventually.
Well, yeah, exactly. And then if it's your side, then you're on it. Like, what's... And then... There's so many other options. The hole-in-one, possibly.
What's that one?
It's when you catch it in your own mouth.
Okay. Haven't tried that one.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah.
Very clean.
Mm.
So is that all he's doing, or is he doing other stuff?
Okay, he is doing other stuff.
I also like, does he have a job? Because I don't find many times where I've got the whole bed to myself just to wank in sheets as...
I guess maybe he goes back to bed for a real relaxation wank. He's really treating himself.
Do you know what I mean? That's like, he must be going back.
I feel like
lunch.
He's almost there. He puts his hands up. He's like, look, Ma, no hands. Yeah. And he's just all over the sheets.
Oh, yeah, ghost wank.
Okay, she writes, he also dumps dirty laundry everywhere, doesn't shower often enough, and the really bizarre part, he throws tea bags at a freshly painted wall.
To be honest, a lot of these
things sound like things
Frenchie would do.
The tea bags is funny.
Obviously, the wanking's far worse than like leaving washing around, but you do sneeze onto the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Onto the mirror, was it?
Both. Wherever I sneeze, I'm just like, get out the way. If you hit me, go, because it's someone gets shot and I don't know where it goes.
And your partner complained that there was just boogers all over the walls?
Yeah, it's thick. It was
so I'd say tea bags is somehow less gross.
No, but I also like why? And
I feel like it kind of would be satisfying, like the slap of the tea bag. You hold the string, the bag hits the wall. But I mean, do it once. I don't know
also,
about consistent.
Generally, just as a stereotype, the sort of man who has a little tea at night is a classier gentleman who's not going to be like
because you can't smash a tea, grab the bag and just peg it at the wall like it's a pickle sliding down the Macca's window.
He's obviously English because all they just drink tea.
If you have enough tea that the bags are, you're throwing them at the wall.
Yeah.
I wonder, did she paint the wall a colour he didn't like and he's trying to subtly
he's trying to make it look like an old world map.
Sounds like some sort of filter he's put on it.
It's like burning the edges of the wall. He's got the tea bag stain. It looks like a cool treasure map or something.
Yeah, that is. I need more questions. There's just more questions.
I don't even care
answers.
About the tea bag. The coming in the bed thing's the real.
I think it's all good that she's given us this much information. Like, and what's sharing not enough? Is he doing once a week? Is he doing once a month?
He's unclean, whatever it is. You're right, man.
All right, there you
go. Need some tea. All right, I think we're done with old Wanky
Man.
Yeah,
what's your advice? Leave him?
Oh, advice? Yeah, leave him. I don't care about their relationship. Get out. He stinks.
They're married.
Who cares? Marriage is just a dating but more intense.
You got me. No, but could
divorce
she...
is common. Get out of here.
Okay, there's two options. One sillier option. You discuss it and say, why do you smell like shit and why are you throwing tea bags and all this sort of stuff. And so the man will probably look at her and be like, I wonder how long this is going to go for, and nod for a while and be like, yeah, I'll change. And he won't.
All right. So speaking of crispy sheets, I think we should do a prank call.
Yes. Who are we calling?
Bed Bath & Table. classic store. I don't know why we're not Bed Bath & Beyond like America. That. We're just like more practical people.
Yeah, we only need three.
We don't need Beyond. We just need table.
Not a chair.
Okay, I'm going to call up as a concerned parent with crispy sheets.
Okay, I love that. Mm. Okay.
Feel free to hop in.
Yeah, I might. Maybe I'll just enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I'm scared.
You
got to
put on a speaker.
Hello. Sorry, I just bought some sheets there. Are you there? Sorry, I'm having issues hearing you.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, there we go. Sorry.
Yep, cool.
So I recently just bought some sheets from there and I took it home and I've got a teenage son and we put it on his bed. But there seems to be some kind of issue with the sheets. They keep getting really kind of crispy and crunchy in certain places. So I don't know if it's like a fault with the sheet. There's too much iodine in the fabric. It's basically Sorry?
Yeah, keep going. That's fine.
it just sounds like he's like sitting on a like kind of like crisp bread. Like it's like, it's just like really strange. And then I'll wash the sheets. They'll be fine. Couple of days later, crispy. I just wonder if you've heard this problem before.
No, that's weird. I haven't heard about any customers having that problem.
Mm.
Maybe there was some kind of, I don't know, manufacturing error or something
like
that.
Yeah, right.
But if that's the case, then I think you'll be able to, even though you've kind of washed them and whatnot, you should be able to bring them back.
Cool.
Yeah. To any Bed Bath and
I told you not to go in my room.
No, that's just my son. And while we're on this, I'll bring him in. Is there anything you can do about the distinct smell of semen? So distinct. She really did like that.
What's the other number? Ring the other one. I've got one I want to do.
Another number.
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay, slide it across and I'll put it in.
I've got one I want to do as Grandpa Trevor.
And I like how the two aren't correlated.
Like she could fix the crunchy fabric, but the smell of semen.
We are getting towards the end of the podcast. We've got one amazing segment left before we get into it. I do want to say we've got some shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment Day is finishing off. We've got Sydney this week.
Hell yeah.
I think there's only 30 tickets left. So if you're in Sydney, get around it. We've got Penrith 2 weeks, three
the
weeks.
Riff.
Wollongong, about to sell out. Adelaide, then UK, New Zealand, and a few more Australian dates. Frenchycomedy.com. Check it out. Anything you want to plug, Tom? Anything the listeners need to look at?
No.
Keep getting around our videos. They've been absolutely fucking popping lately. Oh, and we made it on the charts.
Yeah, we're back on the charts.
Back on the charts.
So thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing. And you guys have been loving this segment we've been doing on the podcast and on TikTok, which is going through Tinder profiles.
Yes.
Some funny ones. So we're going to keep doing that.
Yes. It's time for your new favorite segment, reviewing the worst Tinder profiles on the internet. Mm-hmm. So actually, no, reviewing the worst dating profiles on the internet.
Yes.
Let's get into it. We're starting with Lauren. She's written this in a bio. Hands down the best catch. Eyes, 10 out of 10. Body, 9 out of 10. Personality, 20 out of 10.
Oof.
Arms, 1 out of 2.
Because
she has one arm.
She has one arm. Just, by the way, what's her job?
Arms dealer.
That's gold.
Shout out Lauren, what a legend. Sexy beast.
Eric, 28. I have 3 dating criteria if you want to become bae. Rule number 1. Your pussy can't stink like rotten tuna. I wasn't ready for that, to be honest. I was not ready.
That's rule number 1.
Wow.
Save that for 3.
That seems like just common knowledge.
But I love that it could stink like normal tuna, which smells
fine.
A lot.
Yeah, especially in brine.
But not rotten.
Oh, no. No, that's Swedish fish. Rule 2, swipe left if you have kids. I don't date women who has another man's kids.
That's after the pussy tuna.
Oh my God, this guy's the pits. Rule 3, my mama gotta approve of you. Don't waste my time. No bullshit. Your mama's made some mistakes raising you, Eric.
Your mama doesn't approve of you, God, bro.
I hope not.
But that's the wrong order for those rules. Flip him around at least. Lean into it.
The rules are its own issue.
Passion, snowboarding, surfing, tattoos, military.
Of course, military.
Okay, we got Jo. She's written this. She's 38, and she's written this. If you suffer from erectile dysfunction, I'm out. Or make less than $100,000 a year.
I'm out.
I'm not interested. No drugs, including steroids. That is so
including
funny.
Including steroids?
I'm out.
Yeah, Alex is out. Has to walk sideways through the doors around
here. Okay, you make $99,000 a year.
Not good enough, baby.
What if you make $1 billion a year, but you have erectile problems?
You're out. okay.
But I love that she's 38. Obviously,
She's had some issues.
A lot of limp cocks.
And a lot of paying for bills and checks.
At how many limp dicks does it become you the problem?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
Whoa.
If she's had enough that she's going to ride erectile dysfunction after the 50th time, she might be...
She's in that hard area where she wants someone who earns a lot of money, so I'm thinking older men, but then she's in that erectile dysfunction area. So she's got to go down a bit, but now it's getting a bit close on the salary.
But also, you know what make penises go soft? Ron tuna pussy.
That's true.
I think we figured out what's going on here.
I was recently diagnosed with a disease called cryoaudiovascular malaxia. Basically, if I don't get enough blood flow to my ears, they will slowly freeze and fall off, and it will spread to my inner ear and brain. There's no cure for it except one. I need to constantly warm my ears, and the only material that is soft enough is the inner thigh of a cute girl. Oh my God. So I need you to sit on my face for medical reasons. I was wondering where that was going.
You had me in the first half, not going to lie. Had me in the first half. I was like, oh, fuck.
I wish you could see what this guy looked like.
Okay, we've got another one. It's just dot points. Divorced. This has got to be a female. Have had 2 exes put police reports out on me. Lived/dated a felon with a kid. Spent 21 days in a mental institution. 2 autoimmune diseases. Several other chronic health issues. Gemini sun. Don't have a car. Going to school to get certified in crystal therapy.
Some people don't know how to write a resume. You don't put your negative traits on a resume, guys, and dating profiles are resumes. Put them positives, unless these are the positives.
Actually, I can't tell if that's a female or male. Can you?
I think it's female.
Yeah. It's the crystal therapy. Okay, what's next?
All right. Looking for someone, looking for something genuine and real.
Okay.
My sixth checklist is to determine if she's long-term material. Obviously, guy. One, does she hush in front of my friends? The use of the word hush.
Hush.
Shh, we're in front of my friends now.
Hush.
Oh, my God. Does she ask for my permission to do things out of respect?
Hey, can I please get a drink of water?
You may. Thank you for being so respectful.
Thank you.
Cook and clean unprompted. Wow. You need to know I'm hungry. But cooking.
But doesn't she need to ask to do things?
Oh, true.
For permission to do things?
Wow. Contradiction.
So how can she do it unprompted if she's got to ask for permission to cook and clean?
You can't just start whipping up a grilled cheese without permission.
Hey, can I? Can I clean the... No.
Does she forgoing hanging out with her friends' nightclubs for me? Her friends have nightclubs?
She can't hang out with those nightclubs. Mm, they're bad news.
Wow. Does she give you sex regardless of how she feels? Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
That's tickling.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Will she delete her social media for you? Oh, my God.
This is the plot of every true crime I've ever seen.
Every controlling relationship.
No.
Yeah.
You want a backpacker you can murder. That's what you want.
Yes.
This is Joseph Fritzl's. This is what this is.
Yes. You want a wax sculpture or
something.
You're
looking to traffic some sort of Eastern European sex worker here.
Mm.
Robert 30 is looking for short-term fun. Mm. And he's written this. About me. More of a beast than a beauty, but I'll grind your cervix into a paste.
Oh my God. I've never heard that saying. I don't know if that's what they want.
They want it.
Make they me a paste,
paste
daddy.
Me daddy. Paste me daddy.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Grind.
This looks like some kind of poem. When I speak to women in bars, I say things like, come here, let me cover you with all my kindness. Usually they turn to one of my other friends who are all perverts and they end up marrying. What?
That's a haiku, bro.
Wow.
That was Robert Frost, I believe.
Wow.
They're all perverts.
They end up marrying them.
So this one, Alex, can you take a score system for this? So you're going to just have to add one or two, maybe get the calculator out or notes out.
Mm.
Tom, I'm going to do it for you.
Okay.
Because it's a checklist to see what you score out of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Raphael's written it. Mm-hmm. So if you work out plus one.
No.
Okay. In school.
No.
Okay, so you don't get plus one for that. 5'2 to 5'8.
No.
Okay. Want kids?
Yes.
Tom gets 1 point. Let's go.
Yeah, okay, I'm back.
Good with kids. Some would say too good.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Love your family. Plus one. Growth mindset.
Yes.
Plus three.
Wow. Okay.
Relationship with God. No points. Professional and feminine.
Yes. I'd say so. I've got a bit of feminine energy.
How many
plus
points?
Two.
Hell yeah.
Understanding, budgeting, and debt.
Yeah, I understand it.
Plus one.
Mm-hmm.
High sex drive, low body count.
Depends who you ask.
It's plus two, so let's give him plus one for
Thank
that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But!
Can't
cook. Okay, now
he's
got a minus list.
Can't cook. You can cook, though.
I can cook, yeah.
Bad attitude, minus one.
I do have a bad attitude.
You do. Minus one.
Not good attitude.
Smoke anything.
I definitely don't smoke anything.
Minus five. Give him minus five. Unemployed/not a student.
No, I've got a job.
Yeah.
I've got too many jobs, if anything.
All your female friends are single.
Don't have any female friends.
But do you have any that are single? No, you're good.
Yeah.
You don't read self-help books.
I've read a self-help book here and there.
Yeah, you're going to get a good score from Raphael, man.
No, that's minus one. Oh, you don't read.
Yeah,
oh,
he wants
I do
you to
read
them.
Oh, gotcha.
Raphael
gotcha.
Wants you to read them. You don't value therapy/counseling.
I value it.
Okay. Drink alcohol more than once a week.
Yeah, I tend to.
Okay, minus one. What was his final score out of 20?
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yes.
Minus 1, 9. Minus 5.
Oh, 4.
4 out of 20.
Or minus 1.
3. Oh, that's not great, is it? 3 out of 20.
Mm. But he's also, so Raphael's probably not going to match you, but he's also got his interest as mental health awareness. I feel like
this is crazy.
That's bad for your mental health. This is getting a test on a fucking profile.
Wow, Raphael. Norwegian business development manager, obsessed with travel, expensive restaurants, BoJack Horseman, and existential nihilism.
What's that?
Existential is when there's no meaning to life.
Like, nihilism. Why do we exist?
What's nihilism?
Nihilism.
Let me find out.
So she's got a bunch of strong values in dot points with big X's. So is that saying she doesn't like them, or they're just...
He doesn't like him, if I had to guess.
Mm. Yes, okay.
He does. No, it's a cross saying okay, no yeah, to... Gotcha.
No militant feminists. Okay. No BMI greater than 24.
Under 24.
Under 24. Laziness is unattractive in brackets, just a really... unnatural hair colors. Tries to be a Kardashian. I identify myself as dot dot. Okay. Due to the patriarchal society. This guy would not like the Barbie movie. Havers instead of doers. Kurt Cobain fangirls. That's so specific.
That's why I kept it in the folder. I was like, what? Yo, your ex broke your heart. Must have loved Nirvana, bro.
A cross, and then we need to raise minimum wage. So he's like, the minimum wage does not need to be raised. That's so...
What?
X slags or current slags?
What about future slags?
Okay. They're okay. I'm offended and I have rights. Okay, bro, this guy's a fucking psycho.
No, bro.
Baggy jeans. Like, out of these really, like, deep, offensive things, and then just baggy jeans. Just don't like how your legs just look. Wow.
All I ask is that you have a top lip. I put that on my story today, but, like, I kind of get that one. Like, I wouldn't write it, but, like, you know, some people don't have a top lip.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stop me dating him, but I'd be definitely be like, oh.
It's an interesting.
You don't have one of those. That's okay.
My body is not a temple. It's a World Trade Center and every day is 9/11. It's a strong statement.
Strong straight. About me. Warning. Please only swipe right if the description below is something you're interested in. I want to get fat. I'm looking for someone to make me fat.
Oh my God.
I love being teased about my weight and I love the idea of getting bigger.
Wow.
And bigger.
They want a feeder.
Bigger.
They're looking for a feeder, my dude.
I understand this is for everyone, so please only swipe right if interested. Yeah, so have you seen a documentary about feeders?
No, I've heard about them, but it's guys who like feeding women and making them bigger, right?
Interest. Brunch, pig roast, ice cream, cooking, barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Pig roast. Don't put that in
here. I'm glad I'm not single. Okay, Dave, he's in his picture, he's got a roast chicken uncooked over his face like a mask. I've been told I have nice eyes. Vegan.
Yeah. And last one, James 33 wrote this. I like long walks on the beach with my girlfriend until the LSD wears off and I realize I'm just dragging a stolen mannequin around a Wendy's parking lot.
That's good.
That's funny.
I like that. All right, guys, that's all we got time for this week.
Yeah, it was good reading out Alex's profiles.
Next week, we're going to have a bit of fun. It's 250 episodes.
Oh, yeah, so 250.
That's an old bitch.
That's an old bitch. Name one thing you know that's 250 years old.
I don't know, man.
Australia squirrels? As a country? Are we 250?
I think squirrels are 250
years old. Are we 250 years old? That would be a fucking genius if I got that just from now. Squirrels and squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
The Titanic sunk 250 years ago.
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Egyptians, I think, they died out 250 years ago. Tutankhamun died 250 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What else? 250 years old.
Let's not dwell on it too much.
Okay. The Queen was 249, so pity she didn't make it this year.
She didn't quite make it. Didn't get a letter from herself, which is sad. Mm. Anyway, guys, see you next week.
Bye.